It was another day featuring Hollywood and hacking at the Old Bailey in London. After actor Jude Law appeared earlier this week as a witness in the case against seven defendants on phone hacking related charges, this time it was the turn of his former girlfriend, Sienna Miller. Our Europe correspondent Mary Guerin reports from London.
This week's evidence has not only fed into court transcripts about hacking allegations by a defunct tabloid, but fed even further headlines for today's red tops. And that's what Sienna Miller pointed out in her at times feisty appearance at the Old Bailey via webcam from New Orleans. The actress said she regrets how a message left on actor Daniel Craig's voicemail has become a titillating piece of information this week. It's also a pivotal piece of information for the prosecution. It's the message that former News of the World reporter Dan Evans this week testified that he played to his then-editor Andy Coulson, who's facing trial on phone hacking charges. Dan Evans says Coulson knew the message came from hacking and that he approved. Andy Coulson denies all charges. In the message, a woman says, "I love you, I can't talk right now, I'm with Jude." And it formed the basis, Evans said, of articles about an alleged affair between Miller and Craig while she was in a relationship with actor Jude Law. Miller says it's absolutely feasible that is her message. But Miller denied to the court she had a relationship with Craig. Instead, she said she had a, quote, brief encounter and the actor was one of her best friends. She said the message was a declaration of friendship and it's been misconstrued. She says she ends messages with "I love you" to all close friends and family. And she said she might have said she couldn't talk because she was in a club that didn't allow mobile phones. All week, Coulson's lawyer, Timothy Langdale QC, has been casting doubt on Evans' evidence, suggesting the voicemail didn't exist and that stories about an affair might have been based on something else. But Miller said a journalist might well have considered the message exciting and interpreted it the wrong way and might have based a story on that. While the actress says she knows dealing with the media is part of her job, she's had a famously testy relationship with paparazzi. She told the court she regrets that her message was allowed to be analysed as it has been this week. That prompted an apology from the judge about any distress caused by the reporting of evidence. This is Mary Guerin in London for Saturday AM.